I am ready.
Okay. Talk to you in a little while.
Okay, talk to you in a little bit.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I have several things I would like to discuss. One, at the time it was a little more like of a mystery, kind of a fun mystery to solve. And I've ended up in a little dead end, but it's okay. Still, I'm going to talk to you about it anyway. But I was reading or listening to a channeled essence on YouTube, and he was talking about we're going to need energy, clean energy, and he's suggesting geothermal is going to be probably the most beneficial way for us to pursue. And he was talking about, but the part with geothermal, when you drill down, you got to go down about 5 kilometers. And that can be a little cause, you know, trouble for the earth, whether it's maybe minor earthquakes or, it's just not as beneficial for the earth. But he was saying, you know, the way we have it in our head now, you'd pour water down to have it boil, and that would cause the steam, and it would be like a steam engine and how you get energy. But then towards the end of when he's talking about that one, he's saying, but there's something, you can put something else that boils faster than water, and you don't have to drill down as far, maybe only 2 kilometers. And so I just thought, so I Googled, I'm like, what boils faster than water? And then, but I went to the element table, and the only element fast that, like if you had liquid helium, that would boil faster than water if it was liquid helium. But, cause it was the element on the element chart that had the lowest boiling point. Anyway, so I know there's other liquids. John has told me there's other liquids that boil faster than water. But so then I got really excited when I listened to all this. I thought, well, you know, my brother's, he's a physicist teacher, and I thought I was going to send it to John. And then my stepmother has a friend who's kind of into this stuff, or, you know, kind of like an inventor kind. And so I got the link, and I was going to message it to everybody. And when I start to type my note out, I noticed some of the keys on my keyboard weren't working. And at first I was like, damn, what's going on? And I was a little like, frustrated or irritated, not really frustrated. And, but then I thought, well, and then, so I'm thinking, okay, it's a sign, whatever. So I took everyone off but John, and I said, and I typed the message out, and the keyboards, some of the keys still weren't working. So I was thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't send it to anyone. Maybe it's a sign. I shouldn't send it to anyone. I'm thinking this is like clues I'm giving myself. And so then I sent it to John, and then I went back and I looked at the letters that weren't working in the little message I sent, and it spelled out a gas. The missing letters spelled out a gas. I'm like, okay, maybe that's another clue. It's a gas, and helium's a gas. But, you know, I'm not a physicist, and I'm not a scientist, and anyhow, then I was thinking it was kind of fun because I'm like, oh, I'm on this little treasure hunt, but that's where it ended. And I am, so I don't really know what to do. I don't feel inspired to do anything else. It was a fun little thing. But so my questions for you are, was I giving myself some kind of a message? Which I think is kind of fun to figure that stuff out, but I want to be able to decipher my messages a little bit better. So can you add to that?
Now, is this I would commend you for your treasure hunt and your movement in that direction and your curiosity and exploring. And in this also, what I would express to you is that one of the reasons, a significant reason, that you were affecting your keyboard was not necessarily a message about the idea itself or about the concept that you were excited about and wanting to share, but more so it was a message to you to pause and to actually contemplate what information you had been given. And to allow yourself to engage your intuition in relation to the information that you were given or that you presented to yourself. But in this, that message of a gas was your clue. Let me express to you, as I have offered some information in this direction previously, there are many, many, many different methods that you can employ to harness different forms of energy that would be effective in relation to your use of energy and what you require it for. That does not necessarily mean that they are efficient. Even if you were to define them as clean energy, there are some energies that you could define as clean energy rather than toxic energy, and they may not be efficient either. For it is a matter of what you are doing and what you are disturbing. In this, your planet is rich in resources, and your atmosphere is rich in resources that you can use. And in that, some of those resources could be considered clean resources, but it is also a matter of recognizing what harnessing those clean energies does. In what other effects are being expressed in the use of some of those energy sources. What I would express to you is, first of all, most energy that requires extraction from your tenant are not efficient. Extracting energy from your planet is only looking at one piece of the picture and not looking at the entire picture. And in this, as you expand your awareness, this factor of interconnectedness becomes more and more and more important. And in actuality, beyond important, it becomes vital. Florian, when you genuinely begin to recognize that everything is interconnected, then you begin to recognize what your actual place is in that interconnectedness and how everything affects everything else. And therefore, it is genuinely a matter of being aware of how do you want to be affecting, for everything does affect everything else, regardless of whether you are aware of it or not. And that is a tremendous factor in what has moved you into the position that you are in now. That the fact that you are unaware objectively of this interconnectedness does not alter the factor that everything is interconnected. And therefore, is incorporating effects in directions that may not necessarily be to your greatest benefit. Now, this is also dependent upon what you want and what your direction is. If your direction is not concerned or not paying attention to what actually sustains you, then it matters not. Then you may proceed in whatever direction you choose. And in that, how that interconnectedness is affected may not necessarily be important to you. But if your environment and sustaining it in a particular manner is important to you, then it is important that you are aware of that piece of interconnectedness and what you are doing and what it is affecting. In this, extraction from your Earth is dangerous if you are in the direction that you want to maintain a certain type of sustainability. If that is not important to you, then it is a moot point. But in this, if your importance lies in the sustainability of your species on your planet, not merely the sustainability of your species, for you are rapidly moving in the direction of technology that can and likely will allow you to move off of your planet. But then it is also a matter of what is your preference of sustainability, whether it be on your planet or off your planet. And this, as I have expressed previously, the effects that you have already created are not necessarily reversible. But you can move in a direction in which you are not compounding those effects with more similar effects. And in this, what I would express to you is that when you move in the direction of extraction from your planet, especially when you are entertaining ideas of extracting anything,
even heat,
that is requiring that you access it by drilling in considerable distances, such as drilling in relation to kilometers, then you are moving in a direction of recognizing that there are resources that are contained within your planet that can be used and can be harnessed, but that are also a part of the mechanism of the planet itself.
So even though, and maybe my understanding isn't full, but it seems like with geothermal, you're not extracting anything. You're just heating, you're putting something in and heating it up and creating steam. Is that not, you're still
extracting? Or so it seems.
Oh, okay.
But in that you are extracting. You cannot avoid extracting. You cannot.
Yeah, if you're creating a hole.
Well, a hole in your planet through your Earth and not be releasing elements. You cannot generate that type of disturbance and not be also affecting that chemical balance. Let me express to you in this manner. Can you drill a hole through your arm and not affect any of the tissue in your arm?
Yes, I understand. It makes sense now.
Cannot avoid doing that. Therefore, in that, you change the structure. And in that, if you inject something, even water, into your body, what does it do? It changes the structure. Now, in that, it may not initially be tremendously affecting. You can inject water into your body, and your body will compensate for that. It will absorb it, it will compensate for it, and it will, in a relative time framework, restore itself to its natural state and function. But if you are injecting even water into your body in many different areas and frequently and consistently, and you continue to do it, what will happen?
It won't be pretty.
Correct. You are very correct. And your body will very quickly begin to malfunction. And in actuality, it is very likely that you will generate enough damage to your body and affect its functioning to such a degree that it is likely that your body will die.
So,
even with water.
Okay. So you said earlier that, and obviously you've said this before, that what the path that this planet is on is irreversible, although we could slow it down. So is that saying that eventually, when we say slow, eventually it's a matter of time that we will have to live off planet as a species in this reality that I'm in?
Not necessarily. So I would express that eventually in relation to your population growth, that will become a necessity eventually, for you will outgrow your planet. And in that is not a situation that is imminently threatening. That would not necessarily be the situation for quite some time. But what I would express is that, no, it is not a matter of that type of action yet, but to sustain yourselves as a species, yes, you cannot reverse what you have already done, or that process, stop that process. But that is not to say that you cannot stop contributing to it, and it is not to say that you cannot engage certain steps that would be moving in a direction of continued sustainability for your species and other species, but that is a considerable task that at this point you are not collectively moving in the direction of yet. I would express that maintaining forestry would be a tremendous piece in this situation and a tremendous movement in the direction of your sustainability, Father, your movement in the direction of deforestation is much, much greater than you even realize, and much more far-reaching than you even realize. You think that areas of your world that incorporate these tremendous rainforests are far away and therefore are not actually affecting of you. But that is very incorrect. The rainforests that seem to be half a world away from you are very affecting of you in your areas, in your water supplies.
You know, it occurs to me we're all interconnected, right? Whether we realize it or not. It just seems odd to me that there, with this interconnectedness, that we are so far apart sometimes on our desires and our wants. I mean, I know we are, obviously, but I think about
that is a matter of awareness.
So you don't think we
are?
Which
is very different.
Yeah.
For in that, I would express that you are all interconnected, and the evidence and the effectiveness of that is evident. But how you think and what you do and the choices you engage are very much rooted in what your awareness is and what you pay attention to, and therefore what you define as important. This is the reason that I express such tremendous emphasis on those subjects. For what you deem as important is, for the most part, based in your constructs, not in relation to what is genuinely important, but what you think is important in relation to your constructs. And in that, that is very much a matter of what you pay attention to and what your awareness is. Just as I expressed to each of you in the direction of personal experiences to emphasize to you and to inform you the difference between what may actually genuinely be important to you and what you think is important to you based in your constructs, in your own individual lives and experiences, to give you information and clues that if you expand that from your own experiences into more global expressions, you can begin to see how all of these constructs are influencing in manners that are not beneficial to you and are not expanding your awareness and therefore allowing you to recognize that interconnectedness. I would express to you a tremendous example which is occurring presently, now, in this very time framework, that thousands of miles away in South America, in the Amazon rainforest, that is being destroyed, the effects of that action thousands of miles away are being expressed in what was considerably rich farmland in California and in Ohio and in Iowa, in which the lakes, the rivers, the water supply for that rich farmland is already dry, gone, not going, not on the brink of dry, but dry, and evolving into desert now, this very day. Thousands of miles away, and they are directly linked. In this, you speak of geothermal expressions, which is also what occurs in your atmosphere, in jet streams, in your air, in air currents, and how they move. And in that, how those air currents move from thousands and thousands of miles away to transport water through the air to other areas of your planet, and in its natural balance, express that water in different forms, not only in rain, but other forms also, that replenish and that feed the land in other areas of your planet. And it is not only in the Americas, but enormous areas that are being affected thousands of miles away in Russia, in Europe, in areas of Northern Africa, in which rainforests in Indonesia are being depleted to such a degree that it is affecting of other areas thousands of miles away? And in that, how is that affecting of each of you? Whether you reside in those areas that are significantly being affected, it affects you in sustainability. Your ability to grow. Your ability to feed yourselves. And this, I would express that also, not only in your country, but in more and more and more countries throughout your world, livestock is being generated more and more as a very valuable commodity. And in that, they require food and water, which is creating actual competition between what you eat and your own sustainability yourself. It has created a tremendous circle of considerable destruction. And this is the reason that I am expressing this to you, for it affects you all. And in that, I would be expressing an encouragement to any of you to be considerably cautious and suspect of any direction that proposes to harness energy that must be drilled for. You do not recognize what that does. You already are generating so much alteration to your planet that your Earth is shifting in the capacity of not only earthquakes, and that is a tremendous increase in what is occurring, but not only in relation to your Earth shaking, but in relation to gases leaking. Even where you are not drilling, there has been so much disturbance that gas leaks in many, many, many areas, which not only is affecting of you and your species in what you breathe, but it affects your land, it affects your water.
So, Elias, I've also heard, and I don't know if I have an understanding of this or not, that our solar panel, solar energy and wind energy are also not that efficient. What would you suggest is a direction to head into for efficient energy creation or harnessing? Or
first of all, I would disagree with the expressions that solar and wind energy are not efficient. They are efficient. Okay. They are very efficient. Okay. It is that individuals and groups are generating comparisons of efficiency. their efficiency is different. And in this, it is not as quick, let us say, and not as initially intense as gases and fossil fuels. But it is actually equally as efficient, perhaps even more so. Therefore, I would strongly disagree with that argument.
Okay.
It is a matter of recognizing that when you alter in directions of choosing other manners of energy use and how to use it, it is different, and therefore that requires adjustment. You are accustomed to using gases and fossil fuels. Most of your structure is based in that type of energy consumption. Therefore, you have built your structures to be using that type of energy construction. Therefore, in this, when you alter to a different type of energy, it also requires you adjusting differently in how you use it. But that is not an indicator of whether it is effective or efficient or not. I would also express that moving in directions of engaging your oceans considerably differently would yield a tremendous resource. But the difficulty and the challenge with that is that it requires you maintaining a balance with your oceans, which you already have generated a considerable imbalance with and continue to do so. Therefore, it would be a matter of moving in directions to promote the restoration of your oceans, and then using the power of the oceans, which is very natural, and the movement of the currents to generate power. But in that, without a balanced ecosystem in the oceans, it matters not. The more you destroy and deplete the ecosystem within your oceans, the less powerful they become.
Can I ask you, and I'm sure John will talk to you more about this later, and I'm not sure, I can't really explain what he's doing, but I know on his motor that he is developing, he's now thinking about using calcium to help with part of it. There's a part of me that doesn't like that idea, and I don't know why, but do you know if that is like a good direction for him to head in as far as either efficiency or the health of the planet?
I would agree.
With him or me?
Him.
Oh, perfect. Okay, well then,
I would express that that would not necessarily be damaging.
Okay, I'll let him talk to you more about that, because he can. And then I want to ask this because just at a personal level, for myself and what I'm doing, and or just to like understand my piece of the puzzle of the whole. So I've always been, you know, following like your fascinations or your interests or your passions. I've always been interested and fascinated on a certain level about the energy and, you know, and the planet and the health and, or physics or, not physics, quantum physics. I'm very interested in it. And I listened to a whole, seminar by Santos, but Bonaccini or Bonacci or whatever his name is. And I was so fascinated and so engaged in listening to this thing. And I realized that I'm listening. I don't fully comprehend. I don't feel like I have like the ability to understand the physics, the science part of it, but I am interested in it. And I'm not going to ignore that part. And it fascinates me. It makes me excited. And then the other part that I know, like it's interesting, like thinking about just what I naturally do every day, which is like talking to people. I know people will talk to me and they say they feel better after they talk to me. And I know after the years and years of talking to you, that has facilitated me. I've learned from your example manners in which to do that within myself, just not necessarily manners technically to do it, but manners of getting myself in an energetic position to do it. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but,
quite so, which you are applying with your healing practices.
Yes, I am. So I think, so this is like where I'm at now. And if I'm looking in my directions, obviously going into my Reiki, which I'm going to be taking my third degree on Sunday. I'm very excited about that. And, I am also in writing this book, which has been, you know, a love-hate thing. And, I do want to finish this book and I'm getting closer and closer and I'm learning about myself and how I write. And like, I probably will not write another one because I'm not necessarily a great focuser of, like if I write another one, it'll just be short little spurts, which I'm learning that's what I like to do better, I think. But that's, it's all a process, you know, whatever. But so I do, like if I always say if I was going to run for president, which I'm not, but if I were, my platform would be clean air, clean water, free energy or efficient energy. I'm passionate about that, but I have really no idea how to even pursue something like that other than passing along ideas. As far as what I'm physically going to pursue, because it's what I naturally do, is talking to people and or doing the Reiki. I do feel like I have an ability and a desire to help people understand, like what you do for me, which I love, is whenever I get a widened expanse of awareness, when I can look at something, it's not replacing necessarily how you looked. It's just like, oh, I can have this option and this option and this option. And it's like intoxicating. And so that's what I physically see myself doing in action. But I really want to have this beautiful planet. I love this planet and I want it to thrive. And I want to take actions to do that.
And I would express that you are. That it is not necessary or a requirement that all of you be aware of or understanding physics. Or that all of you are aware of or practicing every direction in relation to sustaining your planet and your species. Or that all of you are expressing your passion in the direction of being an activist. Or lobbyists. It is a matter of each of you doing what you do in your individual lives and actions that includes that awareness of your interconnectedness that is generating choices in relation to whatever it is that you naturally generate that contributes in a beneficial manner to the collective or in relation to that interconnectedness. Therefore, being aware and generating choices in directions that honor you and honor everything else.
Yeah.
In this, I cannot emphasize strongly enough how important it is for every individual to express in a direction that honors yourself. Those of you that do not only incorporate an interest in physics, but a desire and a drive in that direction, or a passion in that direction, will express in that direction if they are honoring themselves. Now, in that, an individual such as yourself, whose natural expression of what you naturally generate is to be interactive with other individuals and to converse with them, that is equally as important. In this, let me express to you that as an individual, are you entirely aware and specifically aware of who the physicists in your world are and what they're doing?
Nope.
No. And neither are most other individuals. But when you offer yourself information, when you draw information to yourself and you give yourself more information about directions that physicists are exploring and are moving in, or when you give yourself new information about energy possibilities and you genuinely evaluate it in conjunction with your intuition and what is to the greatest benefit of everything that is interconnected, everything you share through your interactions and your conversing with other individuals contributes to that expansion. That even if other individuals are also giving themselves information, when you exchange with another individual, you offer factors that they were not objectively aware of, and they do the same, offering ideas and factors that you may not have been aware of. In that, you benefit each other in that action of expanding awareness, and every step that you engage that aids in expanding awareness is valuable and important. For what did we begin with in this conversation? That is very important. It is a matter of awareness. How can people move in directions of continuing to be destructive or not expressing objectively that interconnectedness? How do they do that? They do that because they are objectively unaware. And the more information they have, the more aware they become. In this, an individual that is incorporating employment, a job, in South America. And this individual's job is to operate equipment that will cut down trees. Or an individual that is not cutting down trees, an individual that is transporting trees in driving a truck. What that individual's awareness is their family, their living situation, and generating money. And how they do it is not important. How much money they generate in relation to what they do is important to them. But if they are offered other information, that may be equally as important to them. If they are informed that a significant part of their situation is being affected by their action of transporting those trees or cutting those trees, and that is a tremendous factor in why their village has no water to drink, they may be viewing their situation and what they are participating in considerably differently. Just as in your country, in relation to individuals that are supposedly informed and not in poverty, a farm owner in Pennsylvania that is offered a tremendous sum of money to allow a company to drill for gas on their property, they may be inclined to accept that offer. And then, subsequently, when their water is contaminated by that gas, and they are alighting their water a fire, they may be considering very differently. Now, that same individual, if that individual interpreted information from another individual merely engaging a conversation with them about their own experience, and that their water is contaminated with gas and unusable, and now their farm is unsustainable, that farmer may not be as inclined to agree to generate that action of agreement with the company that is dwelling. But without that information, in not objectively knowing and only having the information that the drilling company is offering them, they may very well be inclined to accept the offer. It is a matter of awareness. And how do you expand your awareness? By giving yourself more information.
Okay, Elias, we have to stop here because the time went off, but I just want to ask one quick question before we go, as I always do. I have a pair of doves, morning doves, who have built a nest on our deck. They've done it before in the past, and I know, I guess other morning doves come and they destroy the eggs. Well, I want to help these morning doves keep these eggs alive. What can I do?
Is the area that they are nesting in somewhat accessible to you?
Yeah, very accessible.
What you can do is you can incorporate a shelter around the nesting area, not disturbing the nesting area, and not a birdhouse. For if you were to build a birdhouse around the nesting area, it is likely that the doves would choose a different area for it has been disturbed. But if you are creative, you can generate in a manner of speaking, protective area around the nesting area that allows for easy access to the pair of birds, but that will discourage other birds from entering.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to go now. Thanks, Elias. And it was a wonderful conversation. And just, I love connecting with you.
I will also express, before we disengage, use your Reiki.
Can I use it on, I mean, I know I can, but would it be powerful to use it on the planet itself, or is it more effective to use it on individual things on the planet?
Can use it with the planet. I would express that if you want to use it in relation to the planet, it may be more successful if you were to engage a group of individuals.
Right.
Focus that type of energy. But Reiki can be used in other capacities than only healing. You can also use it to project an energy to create a buffer around the nest.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, thank you for that. That will be fun.
That allowing for the birds that the nest belongs to be moving freely in and out, but projecting a type of energy that buffers out any other animal.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that.
You are very welcome. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, and I shall be offering my energy to you also in your graduation of your Reiki classes.
Thank you. Thank you, Elias. Mwah.
In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.